Hello,
bueno.
This is Will from Opinion Research. Do you speak English?
No.
Anyone else at home that speaks English?
In one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Papa! Papa! Papa!
Hello?
Hello, this is Will with Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Do you have a minute?
Give me a second.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, what
yes.
Are the questions?
Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Siento que las cosas en Ector County están bien o están mal. In the right track.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Ector County? Education issues, poor economy, lack of jobs, poor leadership by elected officials, managing growth, sprawl development, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, health care?
¿Qué piensas que es el problema en Ector County? O sea, como la educación, el crimen, el cosas así, los trabajos, more security and education.
Education, okay, thank you. How will you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Casi, ¿cómo calificaría la economía aquí? It's okay.
So that will mean fair?
¿Te gusta?
No, que es nomás.
Yeah, like not bad, not good. It's just okay.
Okay. Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as today?
Siento que la economía aquí va a ser igual, peor o mejor en 5 años.
Peor.
Worse.
Worst. Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any family members in Ector County?
¿Qué tan segura te sientes así como de con tu trabajo? O sea, como de que vayas a perder tu trabajo.
No, no, de trabajo estoy
segura. She said that she feels good.
The options you have is either very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contributes to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Availability of quality health care.
It's good.
Good, thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Excellent.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and jobs and growth.
Good.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools.
Good.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Good.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Good.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Natural beauty and physical settings.
Good.
Thank you. Public safety and low crime.
Fair.
Fair. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
It's good.
Good, thank you. Public transportation.
Fair.
Fair, thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Good.
Thank you. And what about the availability of affordable housing?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Just so you know, we are at 50%. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Families with children. For you, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Immigrants from other countries.
Good.
People like you.
Good.
Retirees.
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Young, simple people.
Good.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line.
Poor.
Poor, thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Good.
Good, thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Fair.
Fair, thank you very much. Just so you know, we almost done. How will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
Thank you. What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Lack of job opportunities, lack of businesses opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children and others, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities. Any of those so far?
Economic reasons.
Economic reasons. I have a few more. Will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, illegal immigration, any of those?
No.
No. Okay, so it will be economic conditions, okay? Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs for which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar? Or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar? Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident? Somewhat confident? Not too confident? Not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move to Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move to this area, from this area? I'm sorry. Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, family reasons like retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, illegal immigration, any of those?
Low pay.
Low pay. Okay. Let me see. Low pay. Thank you. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
Let me ask my mom.
Okay.
Ma, ¿qué fue lo que completaste? Como hasta tu estudio. College graduate.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. What is your age between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
35 through 49.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas oil industry?
No.
No. Thank you. Is your annual household income below 25, 25 through 39, 40 through 74, or 75 plus?
Like, yeah, 25 or under.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, currently unemployed?
Part-time.
Part-time, okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female or something else?
Female.
Female. Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You do too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.